USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he's considering an enforceable quarantine to keep people safe in the areas hardest hit by the coronavirus.
I am now considering and will make a decision very quickly, very shortly, a quarantine because it's such a hot area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. We'll be announcing that one way or the other fairly soon.
He says he's spoken with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo about the quarantine, but the governor says that actually hasn't happened yet. The president says other states are also at risk.
There's a possibility that we'll do a quarantine short-term 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts of Connecticut. Restrict travel because they're having problems down in Florida. A lot of New Yorkers going down. We don't want that.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The governor of Rhode Island said police officers are pulling over cars and knocking on doors to track down visitors from New York as part of an effort to stem the spread of the coronavirus. He said travelers from New York in Rhode Island will be forced to quarantine for 14 days. Rhode Island isn't the only state working to restrict travel amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Alaska is requiring a 14-day quarantine for anyone outside the state. Hawaii is asking visitors to stay away, and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said anyone from the New York area must stay in quarantine for 2 weeks after arriving in Florida. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is urging residents not to travel to Tennessee. The Florida Highway Patrol is installing checkpoints at the state border to keep visitors from coronavirus hotspots from crossing the state line. The restrictions come as the U.S. overtook Italy with the most number of known coronavirus cases in the world. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The National Rifle Association and other gun owner groups are suing California Governor Gavin Newsom to have gun stores declared essential businesses amid the state's stay-at-home order. The lawsuit, filed Friday in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California, named Newsom, along with Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva, State Public Health Officer Sonia Engel, and Barbara Ferrer, Director of the Los Angeles County Department of Public Health. Governor Newsom has left the question of whether firearms are essential businesses to individual counties, but on Thursday, Villanueva issued a statement saying gun stores were not essential businesses and must close to the public. Under Newsom's order, grocery stores, gas stations, pharmacies, and other businesses can remain open, but those considered non-essential were ordered to close. Consumers have found a new item to buy in bulk due to the coronavirus. It's eggs. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
Americans may have to make do with chocolate eggs this Easter as the rare ones are becoming hard to find. Along with hand sanitizer and toilet paper, consumers are filling up their shopping carts with lots of eggs. According to Nielsen, egg sales soared 86% last week compared to 1 year ago. Wholesale prices for a dozen Midwest large eggs surged to a record $3.09, up from $1.03 at the beginning of the month.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.